الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن قال الله عز وجل وأتم الحج والعمرة لله فإن أحصرتم فما استيسر من الهدي ولا تحلقوا رؤوسكم حتى يبلغ الهدي محله فمن كان منكم مريضا أو به أذى من رأسه ففدية من صيام أو صدقة أو نسك فإذا أمنتم فمن تمتع بالعمرة إلى الحج فما استيسر من الهدي فمن لم يجد فصيام 3 أيام في الحج و7 إذا رجعتم تلك 10 كاملة ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in yesterday's lesson, we discussed certain injunctions and rulings on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pertaining to the performance of Hajj and Umrah. And we discussed half or part of the verse. In today's lesson, inshallah, we will complete that verse. Now, in this current part of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in today's lesson, we will be speaking about combining between Hajj and Umrah. In today's lesson, we will be speaking about combining between Hajj and Umrah. Remember, there are a few things for us to note. One is, a person is allowed to combine between Hajj and Umrah during the months of Hajj. Now, what are the months of Hajj? The months of Hajj begin from Shawwal, from the start of Shawwal. So they are Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, and the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, and the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. These months are regarded as the months of Hajj. So let's suppose somebody from immediately after Ramadan, he decides, he makes a strong and a solid intention that he is going to perform Hajj this year. And from the start of Shawwal, he decides to don on his ihram, to wear his ihram, then he may do so. But what about the situation if somebody wants to combine between Umrah and Hajj during the months of Hajj? Now here in this particular mas'ala, the Arabs in the days of Jahiliyyah, they would regard this to be a sin, they would regard it to be impermissible. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the current part of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies the mas'ala by saying that, listen, the prohibition of doing Umrah and Hajj, combining between Umrah and Hajj during the months of Hajj, this is something restricted upon those people who live in the neighborhood or in the environs of Al-Masjidul Haram. So if you're living in Al-Masjidul Haram, then it is impermissible for you to combine between Umrah and Hajj. Why? Because you can perform Umrah at any given opportunity during the entire year because you are living in Al-Masjidul Haram and it's in environs in the surrounding area or in the neighborhood. But as for those people who come from outside the miqat, like you and I, it is not easy for us to make Umrah all the time. Now we are 100% sure we are doing Hajj this year and we decide to do it with an Umrah. So then it is an opportunity that Alhamdulillah we can. And in fact, doing Hajj and Umrah together, it's meritorious, there's great reward for it. So if we decide to do an Umrah together with the Hajj, then it is permissible and it is not impermissible like how the Arabs would believe in the days of Jahiliyyah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies the mas'ala here in the following part of the verse. So Allah tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now, فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ. Before we continue with that, what if a person has to don on his ihram before Shawwal, that is in Ramadan? So before the months of Hajj, he already puts on his ihram with the intention that he's going to do Hajj. Then according to the other schools of thoughts, it is impermissible for him to do so. But according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, it is makruh. In other words, it is permissible. If he had done that, the Hajj will still be valid. But he's doing something detestable in Sharia. But the Hajj will be rendered as valid. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ. Once you find yourself safe from the enemies, the a'da of Allah, in other words, now you are safe from the enemies of Allah, you can come into Makkah at any given moment, the enemies will not block you and or prevent you from coming into Makkah. Now, of course, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming from outside the miqat. So if you decide to stay long in Makkah Mukarramah, long enough that you can do a Umrah together with your Hajj, then you may do so. And Allah tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَمَن تَمَتَّعَ بِالْعُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ, that whoever decides to avail the advantage of doing an Umrah along with his Hajj. So you're doing Hajj But not just Hajj, now you're doing an Umrah together with it. Then Allah says, listen, you may do so, but فَمَسْتَيْ سَرَ مِنَ الْهَدْيِ. Remember, because you are doing two great ibadahs at one time. One is you're doing Hajj, now you're doing an Umrah with it. So two great ibadahs during the months of Hajj, Allah is allowing it. Allah is allowing you to do it in the months of Hajj. Now because you are doing two great ibadahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then you must offer a sacrificial animal as a way of shukr. This is how you demonstrate your shukr to Allah. So how do you show your shukr? You show your shukr to Allah, your appreciation to Allah, by offering a sacrificial animal, that is like a goat, a sheep, or a cow, or camel, whichever is available to you at that time. Allah says, فَمَسْتَيْ سَرَى. Whichever is available to you at that time, offer it as a to demonstrate your shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ. But let's suppose you don't have the means to offer the sacrificial animal, because Allah is giving you the opportunity to do two ibadahs at one time, but you can't find this animal, or you don't have the means, you don't have the money to offer the sacrifice. Then Allah says, then listen, فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ. Of course, if you can't do a hadi, a sacrificial animal, then fast. But how many days do you fast? So Allah says, 3 days during the Hajj days. 3 days during the Hajj days. In other words, completing the third day by the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah. That's the last. You can't go after that. So 3 days within the days of Hajj days, you got to fast. وَسَبَعَةٍ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ. And when you get back to your hometown, or even if you are still in the environs of Makkah Mukarramah, after the days of Hajj, then you may offer 7 more days. In other words, you got to fast for 10 days. 3 days within the days of Hajj and 7 days after the days of Hajj, be you in your hometown or still in the environs of Al-Masjidul Haram. So تِلْكَ عَشَرَةٌ كَامِلٌ. Allah says, this totals 10 complete days, because you could not offer that sacrificial animal. That is why the ruling that comes from Allah to show your appreciation, Allah says, keep these 10 fasts. According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he says, when it comes to the 3 days of fasting during the days of Hajj, if for some reason a person could not keep these 3 days within the days of Hajj, then it is now incumbent and wajib upon him to give that sacrificial animal. Then Allah says, ذَلِكَ, the above mentioned ruling, is for who? لِمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَهْلُهُ حَاضِرِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. It is for those people whose families are not in the boundaries or in the vicinity or in the area of Al-Masjid al-Haram. In other words, you are coming from outside the miqat. That is why it is permitted for you to combine between Umrah and Hajj. If you were living in Al-Masjid al-Haram, then the case is different. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Allah says, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah set the rule for us. Do not cross the boundaries. Now do not go beyond the limits that were set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? If you go beyond the limits that were set by Allah, then know well, Allah, anna Allah shadeedul iqab, that Allah is also severe in giving punishment. So this was the ruling of combining between Hajj and Umrah during the months of Hajj. And we know the three types of Hajj. They are known as Qiran, Tamattu, and Ifrad. Qiran, Tamattu, and Ifrad. As for the first two, that is Qiran and Tamattu, that is where we combine between Umrah and Hajj. And of course, the method of how it is discharged, that is not mentioned in Quran, nor is it mentioned in any tafsir. It is mentioned in the books of fiqh. All we are saying here in today's lesson is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing it for us to combine between Umrah and Hajj. If you want to know how to perform it, how to discharge it, then we got to revert to the books of fiqh. Just like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to salah, Allah tells us, establish salah, give zakah, wa'atu zakah, wa'aqimu salah, wa'atu zakah. But how is salah performed? How do you give zakah? That is mentioned by our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his sunnah, and mentioned in the books of fiqh, the Mubtilat of Salah, the Sunan of Salah, those things that nullify Salah, the Arkan, the Shurud, the conditions of Salah, that we look into the books of Fiqh. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to learn the different ways of how we do Hajj and perform Hajj in the best of manner.